And so my dad, we were living at Galena in 1970. He flew up here to put some moose meat and beaver meat to give Florence Jonas over here. He was arriving after work. It was in mid-February. He was flying up, and there was all these lights when he started to approach this valley. And he was like, what's on? He hadn't heard of any cat trains or anything like that. He'd passed Bettles, and the Hickel Highway was, there was traffic on the Hickel Highway. When he got over here, here's a bladed road, the moss pushed out of the way, and there was semis driving up this valley. Well, there was no communications here. Nobody could say that anything out of Wiseman. In those days, the only communication was incoming communication on KFAR radio, Tundra Topics. He landed here like, when did they build this road? Just a week or so before they built this road in here, and they were hauling cats and scrapers and stuff up this valley. And the next morning, he dumped gas in the airplane, turned around and went to Fairbanks. He got Joe LaRocca, and they flew up here, and he told them they're building a road up the Dietrich River.
And this is the Hall Road.
This is the ice road, the new ice road that they were building into Coalfoot. They intended to go as far into the Dietrich Valley as they could possibly go. The news miner was like, no way, you're nuts. He says, I have my own plane, I'll fly up there and you can take a picture. They flew up there in front page of the resource section. They wouldn't put it on the front page. Alaska was pushing for this pipeline. The resource section front page was this picture taken from the air of Dietrich Camp, an illegal camp with all these scrapers and cats, and it was like a military assault. They were putting all this machinery in. The environmentalists, boom, that injunction started, and that's what they kind of made. It was a big mistake for the oil companies because they've tied them up from 1970 to 1973, Act of Congress.
So two things. One, why was it illegal? Was there something in place
they
at
could
that time?
Where it became illegal, they could use existing trails. There were no existing trails coming off at that point. There was no Hickel Highway going to Bettles, and so that jump off point to get to Gold Bench wasn't there. That trail, there was these existing trails through here, but there was existing trails to Gold Creek. The mining district ends at just above Gold Creek. It's 12 miles north of here. All trails go east of there. North of Gold Creek, there was no existing trails. They were completely out of bounds. There were sections of this winter road that they put in. They did not have permits for camps. They didn't approach that. They put in all these Dietrich Camp and Coalfoot Camp. They bladed in Coalfoot. They hit the graveyard when they were going in there, when they were going to put in that camp. They were right next to the access road to the runway. You'll see a graveyard. Mm-hmm. The way they discovered the graveyard, they hit the graves with a cat. It's on an old embankment there.